This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh. And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Oh. And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Tough one for the Warriors last night.
Yeah.
Lose to the Dallas Mavericks, 111-107, and boy, Kyrie Irving was just out of this world, Goo. Absolutely out of this world, and the Warriors had plenty of chances in that game last night, but they couldn't figure it out, and they end up losing, and they're back to 500, and the first half of the, or first part, let's say, of the NBA season concludes tonight before the All-Star game on this weekend against Houston, but let me tell you something.
Tell me, man.
All-Star weekend has started. Look at how you're dressed.
Oh, well.
Look at how Guru's dressed.
I mean,
All-Star weekend is here, ladies and gentlemen.
I got a little function tonight, Woo! But yeah, a little something.
Wow.
A little private location study, you know, but other than that, I'm here for you. I'm hurt, man. You know I'm hurt. I know they're not going to win every game, but last night, with who the Mavericks were without, Steiny, I don't think that's asking too much. And what if I told you not one time during that game did I feel like the Warriors had a chokehold on it? And, you know, we can talk about a litany of things, but tell me something I've noticed through the three games since Wiggins, and Wiggins has departed and Butler's been here. Ask me what I've noticed.
What have you noticed since Jimmy's been here and they kicked Andrew Wiggins to the curb?
Nah, listen to you. And I'm still excited, Steiny. Guards have been giving us, quick, small guards have been giving us the business. Kyrie, he does that. Okay, I get that. Uncle Drew. Dame, the other night, he lit us up. And then also, my guy in Chi-Town, Kobe White. So I'm just wondering, do you tip the cap? Or I can tell Jimmy Butler, Steiny, not blaming him. He's getting his legs underneath him, and he still managed to get 21 points. But the bottom line is, it's like he hasn't fought in a long time. First couple of games were the, you know, for one or two rounds, and now they're not wobbly. I can just tell they're not underneath them. So I'm wondering, who do we have in regard to point of attack to stop these guys with the ball that are fast, these guards?
I mean, you'd like to think Pods could do it.
Oh, man.
Steph Curry's going to have to try to do it. And maybe that's where Kuminga fits in.
Mm.
But, you know, I guess that is probably an area. You know, Dennis Schroeder was pretty good at it.
Yeah.
Pressuring the ball out top and not letting it get by.
I didn't even mention him. You're right.
But, they, you know, last night to me is a game where you just need somebody to make a play. And they just couldn't get one. Of course, there are a couple big plays. The charge on Jimmy Butler late with 18 seconds left. What'd you think of that one?
I had no problem with it.
I know
the boss went crazy either. On Twitter. He was moving.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've seen worse. Stani, I thought it was one of those things where Jimmy could have just stayed right. He didn't even have to cross over or you know, try to go to the inside. But I thought that was a charge.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Look, that's one of those games last night that it's going to hurt more down the line, I think.
No doubt.
I mean, this was a game, you know, now you fall back. You're in 10th place all by yourself now, but you're a game out of ninth, and now you got to play Houston.
Don't dare sit Curry, or can you? I was telling Carter that before the show. Evan was telling me, like, I don't think you have that luxury anymore. I could be wrong.
Steph Curry's last eight games, he's played 33 minutes, 31 minutes, and then this is where it gets a little bit alarming.
Give it to me.
34, 35, 37, 34, 34, 37. Curry played 37 minutes last night.
Man.
And now they have a game tonight.
Against a young athletic team that's going to be running like it's open gym.
Yeah, and so I don't know if he's going to play or not, but, you know, his team drops to 27-27.
And it hurts him with the tiebreaker with Dallas, right? If that were to come into play, that hurt.
For sure.
And Klay tried to shoot him back in the game. He was one of his last 11.
Yeah, he couldn't make one down the stretch. But, you know, the Warriors, they got up 102-101 with 3.5 minutes left. Curry hit a shot from the corner. They got a hold. So they can get up three.
Okay.
Butler missed. Curry missed. They had another chance when they got Max Christie to miss. And Thompson missed.
Out. Yeah.
They couldn't get the rebound. And then Kyrie got fouled on that rip through where they gave him three free throws. But they had two opportunities to get stops and put it up to either a three-point lead or a two-possession game. And they couldn't get there. So Kyrie rips through with 2:20 to go. They get down.
Was that a three, Stani, or was that just a regular foul when he did the rip through and was awarded three free throws?
Well, that was the big call.
There were a few of them.
They just called it a foul in the act of shooting, and it was a three-point shot. So Kyrie gets three shots, and he makes them all. I mean, Moody had a wide-open three in the corner.
Right.
With 57 seconds left.
That was the one for me, Stani. You got to make it.
So Moody had a crack at it.
Damn.
And, you know, Steph Curry misses a free throw last night.
He had been 40 for 40 in the fourth quarter on the season. I just counted it. I said they're up one.
And you know what? That shot wasn't even close. He back ironed that as bad. Like he doesn't miss free throws that badly. And then Butler had a shot at it at the end. And, you know, gets called for a charge. So they can't make anything happen in the last two and a half minutes of that game, and kind of takes away all the good feelings first two games with Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, well, it's twofold, right? They got a game tonight. That could be a good or bad thing. Jimmy Butler says he wished the break wasn't here, but he's going to stay ready. But, Stani, were you familiar with a guy like Prosper or Edwards? I didn't even know who those two dudes were.
No, not really.
I was like, damn, you know, Marshall, 30 minutes for Dallas? So, I mean, this one had it hurts, man.
I felt like the guy who hurt him was Brandon Williams. You know, he ends up with like 12 points in 12 minutes. He kind of came out of nowhere. 12 points in 15 minutes for Brandon Williams. So they had a lot of players that contributed. Klay played pretty well early
early.
But look, this game was about Kyrie Irving and the Warriors just couldn't get him under control.
I do have to say something about a guy that I always come down on, Stani, and I'll just get to it. Draymond Green was phenomenal defensively last night, Stani, especially at the rim.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I was hoping they brought that game home so we could just double back. And that was a reminder for me, a refresher course about, you know, who he is and what he does well. But Steiny, he was a savage last night at the rim, not saying everything else. And I was hoping he was going to get his credit, and it kind of went down the drain, man.
Yeah. He was defensively, he was real good in the fourth quarter.
How long are we going to ride? I'm not beating this guy up. How long are we going to ride Buddy Hield in the starting
Who do you want to play?
I would put Pods in there. I'd put Moody in there.
Well, if you
like,
notice,
how long are we going to live this?
Well,
Steiny, he can't hit the side of a barn.
That's going to be a problem for the Warriors. Last night they shot 10 for 35 from three. Against Milwaukee, they were 13 for 45. Yeah. They do not have a lot of good three-point shooters.
You said that was a concern.
And if Buddy Hield's not making shots, you're in trouble. Especially if Curry isn't shooting like he normally shoots.
4-13 last night.
So last night you look and they're 10 for 35 from three-point range. And they end up with six turnovers in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, these are all problems that we've kind of crept up on the Warriors here and there. Big bucket by Marshall that put him up two. Kind of got Steph going.
Oh,
that's
what I told Evan in the green room. That was the one out of a timeout. Steiny, he kind of knew where I was. Like, oh, we want him. And he made it.
Yeah, and I thought the play with Butler, had they called a block on the floor, I bet they would not have overturned it because it was such a close call. But they called a charge
Steiny, he was coming. You know
what
I mean?
I mean that's one where you
Where are you going, you know?
That's one where you watch it in real time and you feel like, you know, he hit him kind of square, which to me is a charge. And, you know, the Warriors didn't get that one, didn't get that call late, and they end up losing. And now they play Houston.
Tonight. DJ Quick.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. Feeling pretty good through two games with Jimmy Butler, and they let one kind of slip through their fingers last night. They had a one-point lead with 3.5 left. They couldn't come up with enough plays to win that game, and they're back to 27-27. And tonight, big game against the Houston Rockets. They're a young team. They're an athletic team. And they played last night, too. So we'll see what happens to the Golden State Warriors tonight. But 888-957-9570 is the number. And, you know, another pretty solid game from Butler. They just, you know, they're not going to win them all, but that one kind of got away from them.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.